It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And coach, as you start to look at what happened tonight, it's hard with all these notes to pinpoint what to ask first because it was such a collective effort here tonight.
Well, number one, we made them defend us. And when you shoot 55 from the floor and 46 from three and 81 from the line, it shows you got either great shooters and great shots or they're poor defensively, and they're a very good defensive team. So for us to get those kind of numbers indicates that we really defended. And, of course, the jumps out at me is the 19 assists and 8 turnovers. And we spoke about a spotlight. We said the ball is like a spotlight. It gets very hot. And if you hold on to it too much, it's going to burn your hands. But if you pass it around, you don't get your hands burned, and everyone gets in the spotlight. And that's what happened tonight. The ball moved around. Everyone is in the spotlight. And I think we had a terrific performance.
Talk about the limited turnovers on your side. When Nevada turned it over, 34-5 advantage, cashing in on those turnovers.
Yeah, and I was absolutely shocked that Mike Jones, when he made that, not when he made the steal, but he looked like he was shot out of a cannon as he ran down the court with the ball. And he didn't make the layup, but give Kellen tremendous credit for finishing off. But Mike really attacked, and that was really good for him to open up like that with the knee brace on and the rust in his game. So I was thrilled for him.
Looked early on, Coach, you wanted to establish a lot of guys getting involved. Within 10 minutes, you had played 10 different players.
Yeah, and I thought the bench was superb. Bates comes in first of all and does it for us. And Nelson comes in and does for it. Carter always does it for us. Lee, David Christensen. So we got a lot of guys on the bench getting minutes early in the first half, and it gave us a little bit of energy throughout the rest of the half and into the second half. And those first 4 minutes were the way we want to come out of the locker room.
Early on, it was Nevada who's playing tough defensively. The offense for the Wildcats a little bit out of rhythm, but then it was your defense that sparked the offense.
Correct, and that's very unusual for us in these past 2-3 years. Our defense has not generated much offense, but tonight we played, and we talk about taking your medicine, and the medicine is PSD. It's this new drug on the market, and it's pistols, swivel, and down. It's three words we use in our defensive terminology, and they must take their PSD. So if you see me on the sideline with my arms outstretched, that's the pistols. I'm down, and my head is on a swivel, so I'm seeing. So we joke about that all the time, about take your PSD.
It's great insight there. Second half surge. You have a little spurt coming out. You had an 8-point advantage at the half, and then you just put the pedal down. The guys did not let up.
Yeah, again, another thing we reference in practice is being fat and happy. And I thought last year, and I mentioned this the other night, was we get a lead as we did against Wilmington, as we did tonight, and sometimes we become very content. And tonight we didn't become content. Saturday night we didn't become content. We built upon it. And you know, thrilled to see Luca make 5 out of 6 foul shots. He struggled this year making foul shots, and he made them, and he gets a great double-double for us.
And you look at the combo of Kellen Grady, John Axel, Luca. They attributed 61 points tonight. Luca added a double-double as well.
Terrific scoring across the board. Mike could have easily got a double digits, and Luke Frampton did get double digits. So nice to see almost all 5 starters hitting double digits.
Coach, biggest takeaway for you here tonight?
That we're getting better, that we're starting to play with fun and with joy and with confidence. And certainly being home here with our fans makes us joyful and makes us confident. So we're very, very delighted with our fans. And we're hoping that we get a terrific crowd on Friday night, Wake Forest, an ACC opponent. We have not played them many times over these past 15 years. We did lose to them up at the Joel Coliseum last year. We're excited about the opportunity to get on that stage.
Well, Coach, congratulations on back-to-back wins.
Thanks so much, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.